And I can't believe it's news a little earlier this morning. We had a story about a woman who got kicked out of a Golden Corral restaurant. That's one of those all-you-can-eat buffet places.
We have standards around here, and one of these days we're going to meet them.
Well, that's what they told her. They said, you're just dressed too provocatively. Now, this is a woman who was, she describes herself as a big woman, and she's wearing a pretty tight, she included a picture in her Facebook post, because she posted this up on Facebook, what had happened to her. She thought it was all unfair.
Got some cut-off jeans and a little halter top kind of thing.
Yeah, and she says, you know, if this was a woman who wasn't my size, this never would have happened. Plus, she says, there were other people dressed kind of the same way as me, and they weren't kicked out. So, all right. Let's get a glimpse of what's going on.
A cross section.
Inside. What's happening inside this Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania, with some Yelp reviews of this particular Golden Corral.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
Okay, so we've gone to Yelp to get the reviews of the Golden Corral in question here. Is this a case of people in glass houses throwing stones, Brad? Let's find out.
Did you look for any 5-star reviews? Let me ask you that.
Oh, I looked at all the reviews, and you know, we only read the most entertaining of the
reviews. But there were some 5-star reviews.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Let's read a 1-star review here from Peggy. Now, this is what Peggy has to say about this particular Golden Corral that is in question in the news. I believe this may be the dirtiest restaurant I've ever been in. I got a steak, and it was so full of gristle, I couldn't eat it. A lot of folks in this place look like no one ever taught them manners. Okay. So Peggy wasn't
happy.
Is she
referring to the customers or the employees?
Wasn't happy with her experience. What about Tim? Let's read Tim's review. I would have a difficult time finding steak anywhere as fatty, tough, and full of gristle than what I got here.
Like eating an old boot.
Must be old geriatric milk cows, says Tim. Okay. All right, that's just Tim.
I mean, you're not walking into Morton's. Come on.
He's probably there just there on a bad day. What about Steven? Okay, Steven's Yelp review says, once we paid and sat down, an employee handed us an extremely dirty card with her name on it, and we were off to retrieve a plate. Please give the employees new cards if they look like they spent some time inside of a toilet.
You know, one of the things I was surprised at on my vacation, one of the things I saw in Florida, they'd bring the little basket full of condiments, the ketchup, the mustard, and they'd have a thing of hand sanitizer in there. Honest, you could, I mean, like, you know, with the salt and pepper, each table had their own hand sanitizer. I think that should catch on.
They should have that at the GC. All right, the next review from from a customer who went to this Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania, that threw the woman out who was dressing too provocatively. Carl says, I wasn't expecting a snooty 5-star place for what they charged, but I watched some little kid keep running to the chocolate fountain and putting his fingers in.
Okay. They don't have some kind of sneeze guard to guard against that, a finger guard?
Randy's Yelp review. My appetite vanished walking in there. I ate, I was extremely hungry, but I didn't enjoy any of it. And the restroom? How hard is it to flush a toilet? Candy's Yelp review. This may sound harsh, but the standard clientele at this location seems to lack basic hygiene. DJ. DJ's review here, Yelp. Now, his was a 1-star review.
Did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
Well, one bit of advice, says DJ, if I can smell the bathroom from the salad bar, I won't be back.
That pretty much stands no matter where you go. Shore to shore, border to border.
Lois, her 1-star review of the Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania. We just left the Golden Corral. My head is still spinning. There was food on everything, including the floor.
Okay, yeah, but...
And finally, Rick's one-star Yelp review of the Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania. I've had better buffets. The customers were, well, someone else said that this is the Walmart of restaurants. I would agree.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
So it seems to me that this particular Golden Corral has bigger issues than just this woman who is dressing too provocatively. They've got their
rename
own issues.
Rename that thing the Golden Stall.
That they've got,
the Golden Stable.
They got to take care of there.